Let's open our Bibles to Zechariah chapter 4.
Amen. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 4. You find there in the word of the Lord, the Bible is saying that Zechariah is seeing having a night vision. He's seeing a vision in the night. And there is a lampstand with seven lights. And there is oil flowing into that lampstand from two olive trees. And he's asking, what is the meaning of this? And God is saying, these two olive trees, Zechariah 4 and verse 14, are the sons of oil. That's what the Amplified Version says, the sons of oil. And there it is speaking about, one, we know about Joshua the high priest, who was commanded to bring people into the presence of God. Amen. In the old covenant. And Zerubbabel, who was called to rebuild the city and the worship. And so, they're called sons of oil. And what I want to say from that word is, in the sixth verse it says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you look into your life and you see there are areas in your life that needs to be transformed, that needs to be touched, that needs to be changed, that needs to be like Jesus, you know it. But how many of you know that God has given you the Holy Spirit to bring about that change in your life? Amen. Now why Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest were the ones who were having that oil in that scripture is because God wants to demonstrate to us that if you're going to worship Him, you don't want to have a cold, meaningless kind of worship. You want the oil of God. Amen. And Zechariah 4 and verse 2 says, the golden oil. The golden oil, the oil that is gold. I mean, the golden oil is symbolizing the spirit of glory. Amen. So you want the oil of God to function in your life so that you will come out of the rut of just empty kind of prayer and worship, to really move into the presence of God with vibrancy, with enthusiasm. Amen. With the life of God inside of you. And Zerubbabel, it's speaking about the practical aspect of your life. You know that you can't go through the daily motions of life, whether it be in your workplace, whether it be in the area of your studies, whether it be in your ministry, whether it be wherever you are. You know that the daily issues of life, you need the hand of God, the oil of God to flow through to do what God wants you to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now what is the difference between other religions and the very word of God about Jesus Christ and having a relationship with Him? Every religion speaks about change. Are you with me? Speaks about change. It is to make bad people good people. But God came to give dead people alive. Amen. And that comes when the Spirit of God comes inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. We speak about change and every religion speaks about change. Amen. But the change for us is done with the help of the Holy Spirit working in us. Amen. That's why we have confidence. That's why we can boldly declare, He who began the good work within me, He Himself will bring it to completion. Amen. Have you tried any time in your life to change yourself or any area of your life without allowing the Holy Spirit to have freedom? It's impossible. Amen. It's impossible. This yesterday night I was saying, Lord, I want the golden oil. I like to call that oil golden oil. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like to have a golden oil, Lord. Just soak me in that oil. Let there be life in the worship that I do for you. Amen. In the very practical areas of my life, in daily life, let there be your life that is flowing. Not only do I want the character of God, but I want to have the very ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, not only should we be like Him in character, but in ministry too. Amen. Praise God. When you fail to acknowledge one of them, what happens to you is that you could get into a real religious rut. So what we need is the Spirit of God to function deep within of us. How many of you are here today? Amen. To function deep within of us. not only to bring about the character of God, hallelujah, amen, to be like Jesus, but while we are here on earth, to do the very ministry what Jesus did. Amen. The anointing of God was upon his life. Now I'll give you a simple key here from the book of Judges chapter 1. Why you need the oil to even bring about that change. Book of Judges chapter 3, pardon me. Judges chapter 3, are you there? Amen. It's not in the New Testament. It's the Old Testament. Amen. The third chapter and verses 7 onwards. But what I'm going to highlight is from verse 9. There the Bible speaks about a man called Othniel. I hope that's the way you pronounce it. Not Othniel. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Not Othniel, but Othniel. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, here the Bible speaks about something that happened upon him when the Spirit of the Lord came. And we'll read from verse 7. Are you there? So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asherahs. Therefore the hand of the Lord, or the anger of the Lord, was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan Rishathaim. Say Cushan Rishathaim. Hallelujah. King of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan Rishathaim 8 years. Amen. That word Cushan means darkness. Cushan means darkness. Because the children of Israel were doing evil, they came under the hand of Cushan Rishathaim. Are you with me? Cushan means darkness. And Rishathaim means multiplied iniquity. Rishathaim means multiplied iniquity. Amen. So here they are in darkness and multiplying iniquity after iniquity. Cushan and Rishathaim. That's right. Here they are under that power. But something happens. That's the word I want to highlight. The 9th verse. When the children of Israel cried to the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer for the children of Israel. Who delivered them? Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. How? The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he judged Israel. Say, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan Rishathaim. Amen. So what am I saying? When the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, came upon Othniel, amen, then he was triumphant over darkness and multiplied iniquity. Hallelujah. My brother, my sisters, this morning, there might be areas in your life that are bound in darkness and iniquity, but let me tell you, if you will ask the Lord, who knows how to give a good gift, he will anoint you with a golden oil from heaven and make sure that you have the victory over Cushan Rishathaim. Hallelujah. Cushan Rishathaim needs to be under my feet. When that anointing comes upon me, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Have you any time tried to get a victory over Cushan Rishathaim? The areas of in your life that you know are in darkness, that you know are in ignorance, that you know is in bondage, in multiplied iniquity. Have you ever struggled to get out of that? Let me tell you, what you need is that anointing of God to come upon you, which will break every chain over your life, release you from darkness, and will display the glory of God over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord came, amen, blessed be the name of the Lord. At that time, if you're still going to be religious and try to do a lot of spiritual or religious gymnastics without asking God for the anointing, no matter how good your intent of your heart would be, you will fall short. But there is a way which God has kept for you to find your release, and that is through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. upon Zerubbabel to do the daily affairs of his life. Some people think the anointing is only for your church service. But the daily affairs of your life, you need the oil of God. Amen. Amen. In your worship, like a Joshua the high priest. Amen. I don't want lifeless, meaningless, cold, empty religious worship. You want to be vibrant. You want your heart to be throbbing when you worship the Lord. The same God who came by the tent of Abraham in Mamre. The same God who spoke to Moses from the burning bush. The same God who answered Elijah by fire and Mount Carmel. We worship the same God. If he heard them, so will he hear you. But what we need to get into his presence is the Holy Spirit of God functioning in us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Raise your hand and say, Lord, give me the golden oil. Amen. In Jesus' name, may it be so. Amen. Kushan Rashatim. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now there was a reason why this man Othniel could have the victory over Cushan Rishathaim. It speaks in Judges chapter 1 and verse 12. Then Caleb said, he who attacks Kirjath Sefer. Hallelujah. Easy to remember. Kirjath. Praise God. And takes it to him, I'll give my daughter Aksa as wife. If you're praying for a wife, take Kirjath Sefer. Hallelujah. Then, 13th verse, Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. Amen. So he gave him his daughter Aksa as wife. Who took it? Othniel. Amen. What Othniel did before he went to fight against Cushan Rishathaim is that he took Kirjath Sefer. That word Kirjath Sefer means the city of the word. Say that with me, city of the word. City of the word. Amen. So how he took Cushan Rishathaim, or blackest darkness and multiplied iniquity, was by first taking, amen, Kirjath Sefer, which means the city of the word, not world, word. Amen. Hallelujah. Word. So when you have the word and the anointing of the golden oil upon you, then you have the victory, hallelujah, over every Cushan Rishathaim. Amen. Praise God. We want the word and the anointing. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to be like a Joshua to have life. Life in worship, you need the anointing, golden oil. Like Zerubbabel to handle the daily affairs of life, you need the golden oil. Amen. What we need is not new religion, not a new teaching. What we need is a revelation of the Holy Spirit of God coming upon us afresh, where you feel and you know and you enjoy the glory of Yahweh resting upon you, where you know He's given you victory over all the powers of the enemy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The oil of God, the golden oil, pour it upon our lives, Lord. Jesus, anoint us all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Open with me to the book of Judges, chapter 11. Judges chapter 11 and verse 29. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. Amen. And he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he advanced towards the people of Ammon. Amen. Amen. One more time. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed through, amen, Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead we advanced towards the people of Ammon. Amen. Hallelujah. What am I trying to tell you? What I'm trying to tell you is this. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, then he advanced. You need some advancement in your life? You think you're running against the wall all the time you run? Amen. You're praying, you're doing everything, but you feel like a dead end? You need to see some advancement over your life? How many of you don't want to stay the same way that you are? Amen. You want to advance. Amen. You want to advance in His kingdom. You want to advance in your character, the way to be changed like Him. You want to advance in the ministry that He's kept for you. Amen. All that happens when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. Amen. He was moving from place to place to place to place. Let me tell you, the nations will open over your life. Amen. Will open over your life. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord comes over you. Amen. Chaco, lift your hand and claim it for your dad. In Jesus' name. Let nations open the door. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you go from place to place. Why? Because God needs to further His kingdom. And He's not looking for angels to do that. He's looking for your life and my life. Not only shall He make you in His character to be like Him in life, but also in ministry. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, the doors began to open. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you want to advance in the kingdom of God? How many of you want to go forward in the kingdom of God? How many of you want the nations to open in front of you? Amen. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Do you want me to continue? Amen. Do you want me to continue? Amen. How many of you want the golden oil? Amen. Say, Lord, I want the golden oil. Amen. Amen. One more scripture. Judges chapter 14, 5 and 6. Judges chapter 14. So Samson went down to Timnah, 5 and 6, with his father and mother, and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, that I like that word surprise. How many have ever been surprised by an attack of the enemy? Amen. He was not anticipating it. Are you with me? Amen. How many of you know that even when you're praying well, when you're fasting and doing every Christian discipline the way it should be done, and doing everything right, you think everything will go right and go well, suddenly there's a surprise. There's a line that comes in front of you. You don't know where it comes from, why it came, a surprise danger, something that happens to you when you were not expecting it. To his surprise, he was just going with his family for an outing. Amen. Amen. To do a good thing, to take a wife. And to his surprise, he thought an angel would come, but instead a lion came. Amen. And the sixth verse says, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. What did Samson do when that lion came in front of him in a surprise? Let me tell you, the Spirit of God will show up. Amen. Amen. Psalms 89 and verse 20 says, David, I have anointed you with my anointing oil. And the 21 and 22 says, so no enemy shall outwit you. Amen. Amen. We have a battle in the spiritual realm. It's not against people. Amen. And there's an enemy that tries to surprise us with attacks. Amen. Some of us have not even discerned an enemy's attacks and your own nature. Amen. But when there's an attack from the enemy to finish you off, either spiritually or emotionally or physically in any way, let me tell you, the anointing of God will show up. Amen. You need the anointing to have victory over that. I need the oil. I need the oil of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't believe in a preaching where the anointing cannot be manifested. Amen. I don't believe in doing anything for the Lord where the glory of Yahweh is not manifested. Amen. Hallelujah. Surprise. The enemy was in for a surprise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. Hallelujah. I like those words. It's not a storybook. It's the living word of God. Amen. Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. He tore the young lion with both his hands. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the first service, I was speaking about a pastor who had invited me to preach in his church in the UAE. How one morning, he got up, he went to his office, and he was sitting there, and suddenly he felt inspired to download something from the computer. And so he got on the computer and looked into the book of Philippians, and then he downloaded it. Even though he's got a Bible in his hand, he felt inspired to download it. He downloaded it, he took a copy of it, put it in his pocket, and the minute he had finished doing that, the phone bell rang, and the voice said, "You are wanted in the police station." It was from the police station. So he did not know what to do, but anyway, he had to go. So he got up, he called his wife and said, "They asked me to come to the station." He went there. They wouldn't tell him what the complaint was. They said, "There is a serious charge against you." So he was working in a business firm, even though he was also ministering as a pastor. And he thought maybe there's been something wrong that's happened in the business firm. And he was handling the finances. So he thought something must have gone wrong somewhere, and that is why they must have called me. But they wouldn't say what it was. And like I say, in all nations, it is always you are innocent till proven guilty. In the Middle East, it is the other way around. You are guilty until proven innocent. They didn't even give him a chance to speak, and they wouldn't even tell him what he had done wrong. They said, "You're going to the Abu Dhabi police station." It is under the sender's management, and they took him into the station. They cuffed his hands, they put chains on his feet, and took him like a criminal to the car and led him away. It was a surprise for him. He did not know things, why this was happening, what's happening. He walked into that cell room, they took everything away from him. They wouldn't say what was wrong with him. They put inside him in that jail. And while he was in that jail, he said suddenly the only thing that he had in his pocket was the letter of Philippines. And he opened it. He had preached on it much. He had read about it much. He had written about it much. But that day when he took the letter, he understood how Paul had written that in the prison. Hallelujah. The presence of God came upon him. And the Bible says there, "Rejoice," and again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. He said, "Lord, whatever happens, I will rejoice, for I know you are in charge." They took him into the interrogation room, and they said, "The charge against you is that you are converting Muslims. You are bringing missionaries from outside to preach the gospel. You are sending finances and supplying finances for gospel work. Serious offense. You will be tried by the mullah, a Saudi Arabian mullah." And he was taken into that room. And he says he had prayed many times, "Lord, I want to experience your anointing. I want to experience your oil upon my life. I'm a preacher, but I want to see your glory and feel your presence and experience the power of God." That day he says when he walked into that interrogation room, the glory of God fell upon him like never before. He had only heard about it. He had only read about it. He had only preached about it, but actually had never experienced it. But that day when he walked into that room, hallelujah, the glory of God fell. When there is a surprise attack from the enemy, when there is a surprise trial over your life, the glory of Yahweh will come upon you. If you believe in the manifestation and the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And such wisdom came from heaven over his life to speak. The first question they asked him is, what do you have to say about Quran? He says, in his heart, you know that the devil wrote. But if he says that, there'll be a problem. So he said, it is supernatural. It could mean diabolic or godly. Praise God. And the mullah liked that. The mullah said, that is true. It is supernatural. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The glory of God. Samson! When surprise attack comes against you, hallelujah, the oil of God will show upon your life. to destroy the very works of the enemy. Amen. Are you confronted by a challenge in front of you? What you need is not a new teaching. What you need is the touch of God over your life. Amen. The touch of God over your life. That anointing of God over your life. That oil of God to flow over you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One more scripture. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. And verse 18. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then the Spirit came upon Amasiah, that's how we pronounce it, I hope, chief of the captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David, we are on your side, O son of Jesse." Amen. Hallelujah. When did he say that we are yours, O David? When the Spirit of the Lord came. Amen. We have a good David in Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a good David in Jesus Christ. When will you say, "Lord, I'm completely yours"? When that anointing of God comes upon you. When you feel and taste His love and the richness of His mercy and compassion flowing through you. Then you would say, "Lord, here I am." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't clean the fish before you catch it. Are you with me? Amen. Praise God. Some of you say, "Lord, if I am put right in this area, then I will give my life to you." God says, "First you give your life to me, then I'll put right that area." Amen. Some of you are walking not in unconditional surrender, where you're having religious prayers, where you say, "Okay, Lord, if this area is dealt with, if I get a healing in this area, if I made whole in this area, then I'll give you my life and I will serve you, Lord." God says, "First you give me your life, then I'll take care of it." And you give your life when the Spirit of God begins to move upon you. When that compassion and the deep love of God begins to stir up inside of you, that's the time you say, "Lord, I am yours." Hallelujah. When you come to realize what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, that God has prepared for those who love Him. Say, "Lord, I am yours, O God." Hallelujah. Touched by the Spirit, anybody wouldn't want to go back the same way. Are you with me? That woman at the well of Samaria, she was thirsty. She was thirsting even after 5 husbands and a 6th one. Amen. But when she tasted the life-giving Spirit of God, she tasted no more for the things of the world. But she said, "Lord, I am yours. Into Samaria I go." Amen. Hallelujah. There's a song that we used to sing before. "I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for I know the Comforter abides in me." That's right. "He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God abides in me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard of Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the King abides in me.
Hallelujah, may He abide.
Amen. There's a stanza after that. We say, "The thirsting of the world, it's taken wings." Amen. "Because I know the Comforter abides in me." When the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, abides in you, then the thirsting for the world takes away. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you seen religious dryness? You know what that is? You surrender everything. That's what religion teaches. But you have no life inside of you. You renounce sin, you renounce Satan, you renounce the world, everything, but there's no life inside of you. You feel like a dead fish. Are you with me? Amen. It's not just a passive, empty surrender that God desires. When you surrender, He fills you. Amen. To overflowing. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon. Amen. Hallelujah. Othniel, he got victory over Cushan Rifti. Amen. Praise God. How many of you want the golden oil of God to come upon you? Hallelujah. You don't want to just walk in a religious monotony. You want the life of God. Vibrance in your worship. When you pray, you want to be vibrant. You want to feel the life of God inside of you. He's a God who is alive. Amen. We worship a living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In practical areas of your life, you want the oil of God to flow through. You want to have your victory over darkness and the blinding spots of iniquity. Amen. Praise God. The key is the oil of God. Will you stand up in your places this day? Amen. To pray together. Hallelujah. To look to Jesus who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. As you worship Him, let the hand of God come upon you today. Amen. Offer your heart and say, Lord, here I am. Touch me. Touch me, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Abraham worshipped. Sing that song in worship today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Abraham worshipped you, Lord. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, we worship you. Like Elijah worshipped. Worship Him today. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a son should ask a father for bread, will he give him a stone? Fish, a snake? Nothing. If then you who know how to give good things to your children, being evil, love that you have, how much more will I give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Amen. Hallelujah.